This is KQ4DZO. I'm giving you a call. Coming back.
W2JKT, W2JKT, WB4EAM.
EAM, W2JKT. How's it going, Martin?
Hey, just out for a walk with the dogs and went out to the airport today, and Emily helped me get all the radio stack and reinstalled. That's definitely a two-person job, so got that done, and tomorrow I'll take a power supply out and turn the power back on, make sure everything still works, so after I pull so many wires out of there. Well, that's what I'm up to.
To help you out with that. Yeah, definitely a two-person job. Most things in an airplane are a two-person job. There's not a whole lot you can do without a second set of hands sometimes, right?
That's right. And I was on my back underneath the panel and behind it, and she was in the front turning screws. So getting those trays in that tight space is a challenge sometimes. So, but they're back in, and we'll give it a little check tomorrow before I start lacing all the wires back up where they belong. I want to make sure everything's still working. It'd be my luck to lace all those wires up and then find out something wasn't working, or those wires I cut really did need to be connected some way. So anyhow, so you're driving your electric home?
Found on 85 around 57, I guess, coming up on the airport here in a little bit. A lot of us have been having issues with this repeater, really staticky on our receive ends, and I know it didn't used to be like that even recently. I don't know if there's something wrong with the repeater, or it's just, you know, bad propagation now, but, you know, where I am right now, it should be crystal clear, and I'm only getting about 4 of the 6 bars on receive on my D710, so I know you and I had checked this one out to make sure that the receive sensitivity was what it was supposed to be. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I just wanted to get, let's see, mile 61. It's a little north of the airport. So, I don't know. It's still really staticky. I don't know why.
Your new electric car, correct?
Good point. But I'm not the only one who has had issues like this, but you're right. I wonder if there is a susceptibility issue. I do have the roof mount antenna, but I also don't have a really good ground plane because, you know, it's a mag mount. So there's no connection to the body up there. And I'm also powering off of a tool battery right now. So I have no connection to the car chassis for a ground system. So that could also be part of it.
Surprised. You've made a lot of changes, and your configuration's totally different. Plus that car may be, I don't know what your noise level is, your S meter noise level is on this frequency, but like I told you, my car is really bad about making a lot of hash in the VHF band, and it's worse there, and on 6 meters, it's totally unusable, and down at HF, it's not too bad. UHF, it's okay, but on VHF, it makes a lot of hash, and being that that thing has a huge inverter in it, or a three-phase inverter, I don't know, it could be related.
Wait a second, let me open the squelch and see where the noise is. 6 bars and noise, which is pretty normal, I think.
The repeater sounds perfectly normal to me. It's full quieting, and I'm not even pointed straight at it, so I'm not seeing any issue with the repeater from here. The signal level seems to be like it normally is, about 5 over S9.
I guess when I get home, I can I hate to drive the truck to work just to see, you know, if it's any better, because that's $5 plus a gallon for diesel right now. I did order some hardware to try to mount an NMO bracket to the roof rack of this car. There's another ham up near me who has this car. He did the same thing. He just got a little L bracket, kind of like the one that you and I made for the truck when I first got it. He bolted it to the roof rack and had good results with that. So I ordered the parts. They came in today, so I'll try that tonight, see if I can get that installed and see if it makes an improvement.
Well, that'd be a good thing to try. You're not full quieting, nowhere near it. I wouldn't say you're picket fencing because you're not dropping totally out, but there's a fair amount of noise on your transmission too. So I don't know if you're in that area, if you were full quieting before or not.
And there was this little dip in the road, but I don't know. It's one of those fun problems to go chase down and see if you can figure out.
Okay. Well, I don't know if anybody was else was using the repeater. I thought I heard something, and I didn't hear anything for a while, so it could be the other repeater I'm monitoring. I keep this ICOM 9700 in dual watch mode, and I watch the or listen for the 442-775 machine and this one, so it could have been somebody over there, but hopefully I didn't interrupt any conversations.
Right now, I haven't heard anybody else since I left the office. I've called a couple of times, but yeah, it's a pretty quiet day today. Beautiful day for a drive, though, and I'm telling you, I love this car. I've already got almost 700 miles on it, and I couldn't be more happy with it. There are a couple of little software bugs that I reported up to GM today. Hopefully they'll fix them in the next update, but yeah, no, I'm thrilled with this thing. It's great.
Excellent. Should serve you well for what you're doing with it, so that's good. I guess, are you going to pursue the high current charger in your house, or are you going to make do with what you have locally available and it work?
Included with the purchase, they're going to come put in a 50-amp socket at my house to plug their charger into. So that's included, so I don't have to pay for that. I uploaded all the pictures and forms and stuff today to get that done. There's a company called Qmerit that goes around the country and follows GM purchases with these 50-amp RV socket installations. And I'm going to have them put it on a pedestal out by my garage where I'm going to park the RV so I can use it for both the car charger and my RV if I want to. So it'll kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to have a lot of other work done at the same time. I don't currently have a sub pan in my garage, and I'll probably have to install one and also put a bigger cable from the house to the garage to handle the extra current, but I'll get that done at the same time and save a little bit of money on it.
Well, I'm glad you get dual use out of it for your camper as well. I've forgotten that thing has a pretty good current requirement when everything's lit up in it, so very good, very good. Well, I'm glad it's working out great for you, and yeah, everything's okay here. I'm just plodding along, doing various things, and trying not to hurt my foot too much before the surgery on November the 18th. So I've got a dermatologist before that, and I tell you, getting old stinks here.
But I just went in to a doctor last week for a full blood panel because I've been having some weird issues of my own. And, you know, all my blood work came back perfect. But still having some, you know, premature ventricular contractions and occasionally I'll just sit there and shake a little bit. I'm not sure what's going on, if it's an electrolyte thing or whatever, but what they tested came back positive or normal, you know, like a good thing. But I just don't know if they need to go back and do more tests or whatever. So we'll see. I'm pretty sure it's magnesium because I started taking a supplement a few days ago and I'm already feeling a lot better. I tend to get low in that, and low magnesium can cause both, like, tremors and PVCs, so pretty sure that was it, but we'll see.
Need to take care of that for sure, so I wish you the best with that, and I hope that'll help. Just don't overdo it too much for a while. I know you're very healthy, but sometimes very healthy people can have issues too, so I know you exercise a lot, and so make sure you follow through with it and get everything checked out. So, all right. Well, I'll let you carry on your way up home and hope you have a good evening. And we will absolutely talk with you again sometime soon and keep checking things out. So I must be running full power here. Looks like I'm – yeah, I am. I need to turn this power down. There we go. I'm putting out 100 watts on this radio. Don't need to do that.
Overkill. All right. Well, run. But, yeah, let's see if we can get together for lunch next week sometime and catch up again. And I'd also like to get down to Seneca. I do have a couple more things over at my friend Will's house that I need to get. And it wouldn't be bad to drop into Soleil again. I haven't been there since we went before I did the final move. So, yeah, let's talk about that and see if we can figure something out. WB4 EAM, this is
W2 JKT. Either Anderson or here, it doesn't matter to me. So hopefully we can get together and go flying again and get the new engine in and the airport's back open again. It's engine should be here, I think, either Friday or early next week. So looking forward to seeing that get back on the airplane with a lot of other new parts and a overhaul propeller, new governor, spending a lot of change on this thing, so need to get back into flying. W2JKT, WB4EAM. Have a good trip home. Talk to you again later. 73s.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. This is W2JKT listening.
JKT, KO4HKX. Afternoon, Eric. Finishing up my route, trying to run the last couple of stops here this afternoon. How about you?
Afternoon, exit 72 here. Probably another, 45 minutes home. But just having another fun ride home in the new EV.
Pretty good. Nothing spectacular. Nothing to talk really exciting to talk about today.
Can you come again?
I said nothing really exciting to talk about today.
Yeah, I'm stealing the show with all my talk about the new EV. I hope I'm not overdoing it.
I hadn't heard you talking about it a whole lot other than a few times in the morning. That's it.
I'm still enjoying it. This is day three, so a grand total of, we'll call this $120 in gas save, not including my piddling around town. It's already paying for itself, and I've got some parts coming in, the ones that Ernie suggested, to mount my antenna to the roof rack. So I'm hoping to get some time to do that tonight. Right now the radio is just sitting in the seat next to me because the gooseneck I had, the seat bolt was too far recessed up that channel for the fork to reach. So I just have the head unit sitting in the seat next to me. But hopefully get that squared away too after I cut off the piece of the gooseneck that's interfering with the seat track. And maybe this weekend I'll have this thing properly installed.
Well, that'll be good. I think I'm going to pull mine out this weekend and see if I can find out what's going on with it.
In case, I think a lot of us are having trouble hearing this repeater. I mean, I've been on this, I left exit 27 and I'm up at exit 73 now, and it has been just staticky and weak the whole time. So I'm not sure. I need to see if I can find a different radio to try it in to see if it's this radio or what.
Hang on a second, let me see what it is right quick. HKX, the 146940, the rear repeater programmed in.
140?
Roger that.
That one? Didn't get there, but I'll go there and try 146940, W2JKT, QSY.
HKX, QSY.
W2JKT. KXW2JKT. Looks like there's a tone on that repeater.